coming to you from the most populated studio in WDRT. That is Studio B. View from the bleachers on the 28th of December. Aaron.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was perfect. Yeah. No, it was kids woke up. They had been bad, so they received no presents.
Lies.
It was they got everything. And the in-laws are coming today for a second round of dropping more gifts off, so more gifts and more presents. Yeah, perfect Christmas. Woke up, wrapped gifts with the wife, watched Christmas movies. Yeah, it was perfect. How was yours?
I went to my parents, and once your kids hit that 18 years and older, I mean, I give them presents. I gave my parents presents, and that was about it.
Yeah, you didn't come out ahead on gifts this year?
Well, I got a few things.
What'd you buy yourself?
We won't comment on that.
Nice. Good. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah, Little secrecy.
Yeah, yeah.
Solid.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Want to talk sports?
I mean, that's what this thing is. I mean, we can. It's up to you.
We talked about this off the air. We could talk about whatever we wanted to.
We really could. But we're billing it as a sports show.
I took notes on sports.
Sweet.
So we're gonna do it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Start out Packers. Packers won. I'm sure anybody who is listening also noticed the Packers won 26-20. Three fourth quarter interceptions. Big play on special teams. To barely squeak one out. It was great. They won ugly.
And Tua suffered another concussion.
Right, yeah. And the Dolphins lost ugly.
Because I think they were saying he got that concussion
at some point during the game, because he never came
second
out.
Second quarter or third quarter? And he just didn't realize it.
Is that his second this year, correct? Second, maybe at least second.
For sure, second confirmed.
Sure.
But he had another one early on in the night or in the year. That wasn't really, but it was.
On the non-local sports side, on just the football side of it, that's a real concern, concussions.
Because that second one, where did you see the video on that one?
His
hands went.
Oh, and he came up and fell over. Yeah. No, those are always ugly when concussions
hit. But anyway. So, it happened at some point in time. That would explain his horrendous throwing. I mean, he was just missing.
Last couple drives did not look like the first couple drives. So a 26-20 win. Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown, threw a pick. They didn't run it very effectively, but they ran it a lot.
Yeah.
They didn't pass it very effectively, but they won. All the other teams that needed to lose, really broke perfectly well from Christmas all the way straight through. Everybody lost that the Packers needed to lose, and the Packers won. Starting out, they were about 10-15% to make the playoffs. It leaps to 37%.
I think the Commanders have to lose
one game.
One more game?
And the Packers still have to win.
In the next two.
The dominoes just keep lining up and falling down. There were some injuries during the Packer game. Christian Watson didn't play in the second half.
He
started out 6 catches, 50 yards in the first half, looked to be having his best game, and didn't play, and they still won. So go Pack, go. Yeah, they said they still don't pass the eyeball test. You watch a whole game, the Dolphins looked faster, looked better.
The first half.
Yeah.
And they looked just dominated them. So like I said, I think Tua got injured, not knowing, probably in that third quarter, late third, maybe early fourth.
Stayed away from his head coaches and the trainers long enough to finish off the game.
Yeah, right.
So that was the Packers' win. They are now got a win out to finish one game above 500. The Vikings.
Yes.
The Vikings won. Also 27-24 against the Giants. Another close game. I believe that's 10, 11? 11 single digit.
Ten, I believe.
Still an NFL record because they had the record last week. 61-yard field goal.
For our field goal kicker.
That's a big.
I was watching that game, and I went, oh, it's coming down to a field goal. I literally just about went, I'm just going to turn it off. It's not going to happen. It's 61 and Greg Joseph. He could have made it from 65.
Sure.
I was just like, okay, that works.
They keep coming up clutch in the clutch situations.
I think, like I said, we talked off air. Cousins is like the top five in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, like literally, legitimately, all the stats. He's like top five, if not like the top two in the fourth quarter, not the rest of the quarters. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I mean,
when you are playing like, I'd assume number one is Patrick Mahomes. Is that
Jalen? I think so.
Yeah, if you're playing like the MVP for any amount of the game, that's,
but he's been flawless in the fourth quarter for the most part, except for those big games. The two or three we lost, which was Dallas and Philadelphia, and what's the other one we lost? We were three. I don't remember.
Teams they will have to be in the playoffs. You have to beat better teams eventually in the playoffs. You have to beat a team that's not as good as you. But the Cousins was great. Justin Jefferson is every time the best player on the field. You got to wonder.
Yep.
You scheme for him. How many people can you cover? Can you put on a guy? He's still every game. It's 10, 12 catches, 160 yards. Right in the fourth quarter, he was the guy they threw to for exactly the amount of yards.
Or T.J. Hockenson, which was, I think, in my opinion, probably one of the best offseason or during the midseason trades.
I don't remember exactly what they gave up, but it wasn't a first-round pick.
Wasn't a lot. I think it was a third, maybe.
He's one of the best tight ends in football. He had himself 10 catches. He had himself,
a game.
That team looks legitimately. They gave up 500 yards.
Well, of course.
Again.
But the defense is just horrible. It just can't stop anything. Maybe the run. That's it.
Which isn't even a side note or an asterisk anymore. It's just what happens in a Vikings game every game this year.
Yeah.
Win or lose, they need to score. They need to put up 500 yards of offense, and they do.
But the offense is cool, calm, and collective in that fourth quarter going, okay, here we go.
Sure.
They do. There's a lot of teams that just buckle.
Well, you watch Patriots, Miami do it. Watch Miami fell apart in the fourth quarter. Their young, new, hot coach dropped the ball.
Yeah.
The Vikings coach did not.
The thing is that a lot of times when you get a lot of teams that get into the playoffs, they're not seasoned, or they're not, they have the experience of having to come back.
Sure.
Minnesota's been doing it every game. Mm-hmm. They know how to do it under pressure, and they've been doing it.
They've passed the test.
They really have, I think. They're doing really good. Nobody thought they'd be where they're at. We all thought, if they're a 500 team this year, great. We'll take it, and next year we get better. If we get better now with our defense next year.
Oof. Sure. That's not a fraud. That's a 14-15 win. Sure.
I'm optimistic. Do they make it all the way through the playoffs? Mm-hmm. I think their chances are like, the odds are what? 9-1 they make it.
But every game they win like this, does it just set you up just a little bit more to in the playoffs? There's going to be a at Philadelphia where they just, Kirk Cousins throws those three fourth quarter INTs and everybody says, I knew it.
There he is.
They're just around the corner. But as long as they're not doing it, you got to just say.
Yeah. They just got smart situational football, and they have to play all four quarters.
Which sets us up for next week's game this Sunday, Packers versus Vikings.
It's at Lambeau.
It's at Lambeau. It is the Vikings' chance to ruin the Packers' season. It's Aaron Rodgers' possible theoretical last opportunity to stick it to the Vikings one more time.
Yep. Do you have the odds written down? Who's favorite in that one?
I do not have the odds in front of me.
Well, come on.
Sorry. I can't do research and talk at the same time.
I know. It's your amateur producer that one.
So how do the Packers win this one? Because they have to win. Is that how they win? Is because they have to win? They are when you listen on the radio, experts and non-TV, they will say the Packers just simply have to run the ball. Hard to believe that an Aaron Rodgers-led offense against a Kirk Cousins-led Vikings team at Lambeau Field, the key to victory is the Packers, Aaron Jones, and A.J. Dillon have to run it 35 times. And not even effectively. They just have to keep Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson off the field long enough.
On a side note?
Yes.
Packers are favored by 3.
Wow. Well,
it
always tells. Does Vegas know something that you don't know?
No, Vegas doesn't like the Vikings.
No, they're in close games every single time.
Yeah,
and it's a must win for the Packers. The Packers defense, in order to win, has to make, you'd like to say, two big plays. On Sunday, the special teams and the defense made those two big plays, and they beat a superior team by a touchdown.
Right.
So if you're the Packers, yep, somebody on that defense has to have the big play. And Jair Alexander made that play. A special teamer made that play. He's made a few. Probably the best special teams return man in football is the Packers rookie undrafted that they put in halfway through the season. But he has been making plays.
Yes. Yep.
So you need that. If you're the Packers, that's how you win. If you are the Vikings, how do you win? How do you wreck the Packers season? How do you finally put a nail in this?
Honestly, they've got to run. They got to push that run game. Because once you boot that run game and those options for Justin Jefferson, TJ Hockenson, Adam Thielen, you know, we've got the tools. For offense.
It's not a Dalvin Cook rushes eight times for 50 yards.
I think he's got to run. He's got to have one of his better games, I think.
100 yards rushing.
Yes, at least. You know, we all know that Justin Jefferson's going to get open.
Yeah.
He's proved it all season that Cousins can put it where he needs to put it, and Justin will just figure it out and get it.
And there's most certainly no one on the Packers defense that is up to covering Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, even Jair, I don't think Jair is.
No. Justin Jefferson, if you were rating from 1 to 100, he's a 99.
Yeah.
Jair Alexander is a, 90 or something, you'd say. But no,
I suspect, because I think in order for JJ to get the record of Megatron for the most yards in the single season, he's only like 325 away, not even that, I don't think.
And he could get that in a game.
I mean, he could.
He's gotten 200 plus in games.
It's going to require the run game to put up some numbers and just to break it up. And, I mean, yes, they know that we pass. When we pass, we're going to throw it to, here you go.
Sure.
You know, more than likely it's going to be TJ or, JJ. But if we do that run game in there, because we know that Cook could just go off.
Sure.
Yeah. And he has a couple times, but that and our defense is going to have to stop Rodgers. There it is.
They have to stop Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, you don't want to shoot out with Rodgers. You just don't, because it's not going to end well.
I haven't seen a game. Aaron Rodgers has more interceptions at this point in a season than he's ever had. He's having statistically one of his worst seasons.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers has been stopping Aaron Rodgers. Or Matt LaFleur has been stopping Aaron Rodgers. There's been at least a couple times in those spots in games where you thought, now's the chance, where he's going to put it. They have incompletion. Some wide receiver doesn't quite make the right cut. Rodgers is missing guys, overthrowing. He had a couple in this last game that he did overthrow.
My issue, though, is that when it comes to the Vikings and the Packers playing, it's probably one of the longest rivalries ever, No matter what the level the team's at that before,
sure.
During the game, it doesn't matter what it's been like all year. It just they compete.
It's
going to be a hell of a game.
After our song, I was actually going to talk to you about. There's been through history, Packers Vikings have been playing since 1963. I thought it was 63 or 64. In my lifetime, I can remember a couple of big games.
Right,
and where they just. They hit at that moment. Yep, they are a big game, a big play. So after we play what is probably the greatest sports-ish related song that I know and one of the greatest rock songs of all time, this is Europe. This is Final Countdown, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Man, Aaron, if that does not get you jazzed for some football, like, yeah, let's go. So we were doing some research.
Yes.
Packers all-time versus the Vikings. They are 63-56 and 3, including Aaron Rodgers, 16-11-1 against the Vikings.
Yes.
So
it's pretty close. But Packers are ahead.
Those were some really, really good Vikings teams, some really, really good Packers teams, but it has been a while since they were both good at the same time, and I wouldn't say they're both good at the same time now either.
No.
But that was four Viking Super Bowl teams in the 60s and 70s. That was some real good Packers teams in the 90s and 2000s.
Yep.
But you were saying, yeah, it seems like the emotions come out, big games. We, you know, as fans, you remember the close games, the big ones.
Yep.
Couple from that I remember. I remember 98 watching Randy Moss just explode. I think it was the second, third game of the year. Five catches, 192 touchdowns against the Packers.
Yep.
Really set the stage for a Hall of Fame career. The other one was the Favre game. I'm sure you remember this. Yes. Because as a Vikings fan, I bet you were so excited to get Brett Favre. I remember hearing Vikings fans get so jazzed at the thought of Brett Favre finally. And he wrecked shop against the Packers, threw four touchdowns.
Yeah.
38-26. That year fell just short.
Yeah. Vikings. We got Favre'd.
Yeah, right across the field. He threw an interception to end the season, which he had
what
done.
What do you Packer fans always said to me was, you live by the Favre, you die by the Favre.
That's how the season ended 3 years in a row, and that's how you knew Favre's time at the Packers was gone. And he did it to the Vikings on his way out, so that was cool. The other one was the Freeman catch. Yep. I know it was Antonio Freeman. If you're a fan of both teams, you may bounce it off his legs and caught it on the sidelines in disbelief, jumped up, ran it in for a touchdown on Monday Night Football. Craziest play I've ever seen. You too?
Yeah, great.
You look excited about it.
Yeah, that was a great game.
It was great.
It was horrible.
Memorable.
But it's only things like that happened to my Vikings.
Yes.
You know?
Well, the positive one I was going to say for your Vikings was the 2005 playoffs, which was the first time the Vikings and Packers somehow managed to ever play each other in the playoffs. And that was a 31-17 Vikings victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Yeah.
You get one.
Yeah, one.
You get one sometimes to a season. So, yeah, big games, big moments. I'm really, really hoping to see one more big Packer win. One big Aaron Rodgers send-off. It means if you're a fan of sport, you'd like to see Aaron Rodgers. You'd like to see him make the playoffs.
No, I don't.
Well, maybe for not a
Viking. I don't want to see him.
Maybe if you're a Vikings fan, you don't. But in other short notes of sports, Badger football, Guaranteed Rate Bowl. They played last night at 9.
What was the name of the bowl again?
Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hmm.
They started at 9:15 last night. I recorded it. I watched it. The highlights DVR'd this morning as I was washing dishes. Senior quarterback threw 16 of 24 for 116 yards, 48 rushes for 275 yards.
Jesus.
Good old-fashioned high school style run it, and they won.
Oh, really?
So
who Badgers, are they playing?
They played Oklahoma State.
Oh.
Badgers have won 5 of 6, 6 of 7, something like that, in bowl games. They've been really successful. Luke Fickell, now 1-0. As the head coach of the Badgers, Jim Leonard coached on the sidelines. He won on his way out the door. It was really nice.
Yeah,
you could tell he's a little emotional leaving his program. But yeah, hats off to him and the Badgers. They finished the season over 500. Only can go up from here, and we'll talk about them next year.
They have been grabbing some recruits though.
They have recruited really, really well. They're recruiting like a top end school, which. Recruiting is what it's all about. Yep. If you have a good coach and good recruits, you're going to win games. So, yeah, it's big on Wisconsin. They're looking really, really good. Paul Hackett, head coach of the Broncos, former Packers Nathaniel. Offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. Yes. Paul Hackett might have been his dad.
Yeah.
He lasted all of 14 games before being fired. They lost 51-14 against an L.A. Rams team that was starting their third quarterback of the year.
And it was Baker Mayfield of all people.
Terrible. I watched. It was on. My kids watched. We watched the Nickelodeon version of that game. It was on Nickelodeon. There was Gack and Splat. Yeah. It was terrible football. It was he deserved to get fired. That guy.
I don't think it was all him, though, man.
Hey, you are
I know.
He was getting shelled. He looked unprepared as an NFL head coach. So he lasted 14 games. Like to see him reunited with the Packers, come in as an analyst, as a special. Him and Aaron Rodgers were besties. They played really good football together.
The theory was that Nathaniel Hackett went to the Denver Broncos in hopes.
Right, to lure him in.
Yep, to get Aaron Rodgers in.
It cost the Broncos a lot of money to find out that Russell Wilson is no Aaron Rodgers. Quick note, my son Devin has become a big Steelers fan.
Yeah.
He's watched them a couple times on the CBS game.
Yeah.
He pointed out their jerseys look like the Packers. When he found out TJ Watt, their best player, is from Wisconsin, he wanted me to point out the 13-10 over the Raiders. it was an awful game. That was also on primetime. Rookie to rookie, quarterback Pickett to George Pickens. 48 seconds left, 14-yard touchdown.
And that's their future right there.
That's the future of the Raiders. That was
Pickett looks good. He's a rookie, but he still looks pretty decent.
Steelers been on TV quite a bit, and they didn't look bad, so I just wanted to point out the Steelers won. That, give or take, wraps us up for everything sports-related from now through the new year. When we flash back next week, we'll talk probably college football. We'll have to talk what happened in this Packers-Vikings game. It either sets us up for big Packers win and you're in playoff push, or, hey, want to see what Jordan Love can do?
Right.
We'll talk about how the Packers, we'll talk that.
More than likely, my Vikings are going to lose just because it's in Lambeau. And
I like your attitude. Yeah. No, that works.
I'm realistic. Let's
real. That works super, super well. If you would like to catch us on WDRT, Friday at 9:30 in the morning, we will be here for that. If you'd like to catch it on the Spotify after 9:30, View from the Bleachers is the name of the show.
Is that what it is?
It is, absolutely. I circled it this time. I put a star and circled it so I would not make that mistake a second time.
Okay.
You can check that out. It's there in the podcast section. Feel free. If you've got anything interesting, creative, or otherwise to talk sports, feel free to drop a line on that as well. Aaron, is there anything else you would like to discuss?
At some point, I think in this program, we could take live calls.
That'd be wild.
No, we can't take live calls.
I mean, we could. We could have our friends call us while we're recording a show. We could produce radio magic if we wanted to. We have a whole week to produce 30 minutes. We could jazz it up next week if you'd like.
I was thinking live like my other show. We're not live.
I mean, people can bang on the window.
We're live right now.
There's a guy banging on the window. He can answer some questions or ask some questions. We'll square him off for next week.
But, Derek Carr got benched. He's not even
not active?
Suited. Nope.
He's just some guy on the team
He's the new Wilson.
Former Packer Devonta Adams can't be super thrilled to find out his best friend is on the bench for the last couple seasons.
In street clothes.
Yep.
There's a dynamic there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen in this offseason, and I think a lot of it's going to depend on Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. It will. It's going to come down to that. I mean, what are those?
You could see the disdain.
Two. I know.
The radio could hear it and see it. Talking about 40-year-old quarterbacks moving the needle is
But that's going to depend on what it's going to happen. If Tom Brady or either one of them actually retire or both, whatever, that opens up the quarterback market.
Sure.
Where does, Carr go if he's done at the Raiders? Where does, where's another... I mean, there's just so many different things. And, they got Baker Mayfield. Is Stafford coming back?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo's a great example. Yeah, yeah.
Man, we could...
Because Trey Lance will be back.
I do love a good quarterback carousel offseason.
That'll be the offseason. And I think that makes... For me, aside from the regular season games and the playoffs...
Sure.
There's not much else going on other than... And I'm not a big basketball fan, so I don't care about that much. I'm not a big baseball fan, obviously, but I'll watch that. But... Offseason, I live for the offseason, the trades, the this and that, and the draft time. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, 24 hours, 300. There's sports. If you're a sports fan, you can always find something in your sport that is going on or coming up or just passed. Yeah, that's out of the many reasons I love sports. That is up there pretty
high. And it's also me hoping that the Vikings do something on the defensive side for the draft.
Oh, maybe one year. Maybe.
Sooner or later.
Maybe next year.
Okay.
Right, other than that, that's all much. I got.
So we
have a happy new year, everybody. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this.
Bye.
Maybe.
The way I always do.